On January 27, a traffic stop led to the arrest of a suspect wanted on nationwide warrants for first-degree murder and his alleged female accomplice. The vehicle was pulled over for speeding and illegal window tint during a routine enforcement patrol on Edmonton Trail northeast in Airdrie. At a press conference on January 29, at Airdrie's local RCMP detachment, CST. Jennifer Weedmark announced the arrest of a 25-year-old woman, Alicia Chond of Burnaby, BC, and a 23-year-old as yet unnamed man. The male offender had a nationwide arrest warrant out for outstanding two counts of first-degree murder and one count of attempted murder, related to a 2018 homicide investigation in Toronto, Ont. As the male was a young offender at the time of charges, his identity will remain confidential at this time, Weedmark stated. Adding that any further inquiries about the male offender should be addressed with the Toronto RCMP. At the time of arrest, the male adult was armed with a loaded 40-caliber firearm. Upon inquiry regarding his identity by the officer, he presented false identification. Subsequently, he was charged with additional crimes in Airdrie for 5 firearm-related offenses, carrying a concealed weapon, 3 identity fraud charges, possession of property obtained by crime over $5,000, counterfeit money, and 2 counts of resisting arrests, resist and obstructing a police officer, Weedmark said. The female driver, Chond, has also been charged with possession of property obtained by crime over $5,000 and counterfeit money. Some of the seized evidence wasn't displayed for various reasons, one being the false identification which the male offender presented. There was one round in the chamber of the firearm that the male had possession of at the time. According to Weedmark, the firearm is supposedly worth between $3,000 to $5,000. Weedmark and Corporal Tyler McPhail, lead investigator at the Airdrie RCMP, both expressed how impressed they were with the quality of the counterfeit money that was seized. "They are getting quite good at it, that even I was surprised," McPhail emphasized while pointing to the counterfeit $50 bills, drawing attention to their nearly flawless details. Later, he brought to attention the counterfeit $5 bills, explaining what gave away the fact these bills were fake. "When you look at the holograms, they are starting to rub off. That's what the public needs to look at for the counterfeits," he highlighted. Adding that the printed ink on the bills itself had started to rub off. "On the other hand, some counterfeit bills are hard to straighten. That's one way of recognizing the fakes." The total value of the counterfeit money, combined with the worth of the firearm, amounted to just under $11,000. During the traffic stop, the officers observed signs of proceeds of crime inside the vehicle, prompting further investigation. At that time, the male passenger exited the vehicle and fled on foot. Weedmark mentioned that the male offender was cooperative after he was successfully apprehended in a foot pursuit. Both have been remanded in custody until their next court appearance here at Airdrie Provincial Courthouse on January 30, 2025, she shared. While the final decision rests with the Crown Prosecutor, given the seriousness of the charges the male offender faces, Weedmark expects that he will be returned to Toronto. She took the opportunity to bring to the community's attention the unpredictability and dangers that come with police work, even while performing these routine patrols and tasks. "It's never routine for us in our job," she emphasized. During the Q&A session, she didn't provide many details, but it was made clear that a minor confrontation may have occurred, though it had no effect on the ongoing investigation at the scene. Therefore, Weedmark urges residents to give law enforcement the time and space needed to carry out their duties, allowing officers to perform their tasks professionally and as trained, in order to ensure public safety.